Über Chapter 9, Mishnah 4, Hamoishiv es ishta chen vanis. If one sets up his wife as a shopkeeper, or shemina apotropa, or he sets her up as an administratrix. Administratrix, how's that for a word? So he sets her up to supervise his estate and conduct his business. She like puts him, he puts her in charge over there. Hareze mashpia calls manshiritus. In this case, he can impose an oath on her whenever he wishes. The court explains there's many cases where one party can get another party to make an oath in the monetary case. You know, if there was like a doubtful claim or cases like that, then they can make the party make an oath to, what's the word, you know, to settle and to make sure that the claim is valid, etc. Because people don't take oaths lightly. People take money lightly. People are very bit lax with money, but they're not lax with oaths. So there are many kinds of cases where an oath could be imposed on another party. And this Mishnah is listing another kind of case, and that is where he sets up his wife to run his shop or to run his estate, etc. So he can impose an oath on her to make sure that she conducts the business faithfully at any time. He can make her take an oath that things are being done according to the proper law.
And if she refuses?
I don't know. Actually, doesn't bring that. What? Doesn't bring that. Yeah, it would never. I don't know. Maybe you just remove it. Doesn't actually say. I don't know. Maybe you'd remove it. Remove it as a shopkeeper. It'd probably have the right to remove it. Yeah. I mean, she shouldn't. She shouldn't have a problem refusing because she should be. She should be doing it properly. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Afilu al pilka va'al isasa." He says, even on a spindle and on a dough, he's much more stricter. He says, even if he gave her wool to, you know, to make into garments for him, and even on the dough, he could make her take an oath that she's not stealing over there. So interesting, the court, he says, the first opinion didn't agree to Rabbi Eliezer because he says such severity of oaths undermines the home life. You know, how can you live with a husband? Doesn't even trust you. That you're making the challah, you know, you're making the challah. Hasn't makes you take an oath that you haven't stole any dough. So it says a first opinion that you can't. It's interesting language that no person can share a basket with a snake. In other words, a woman cannot be expected to live with a husband who lacks such confidence in her that she can't even, you know, to make can't even trust to make the challah without stealing challah.